You're listening to SBS News.
The United States and its allies are promising to send more heavy weaponry to Ukraine during talks in Germany, ignoring a threat from Moscow that their support for Kyiv could lead to nuclear war. The U.S. State Department has criticized Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's comments about the potential for nuclear war, saying loose talk about nuclear escalation is the height of irresponsibility. State Department spokesman Ned Price explains.
I think loose talk of nuclear weapons, nuclear escalation, is especially irresponsible. It is the height of irresponsibility. We have seen in recent weeks a pattern of bellicose statements. And whether you call them statements, whether you call them bluster, whether you call them propaganda, this has become a pattern. These certainly are provocative statements. We think they are deeply irresponsible. We deem them to be a continuation of the Russian government's very clear attempts to distract from its failure in Ukraine.
Mr. Lavrov has warned the West not to underestimate the elevated risks of nuclear conflict over Ukraine, saying he viewed NATO as being engaged in a proxy war with Russia by supplying Ukraine with weaponry. With a potential pivotal battle for the East underway, the U.S. and its NATO allies are also trying to deliver artillery and other heavy weaponry in time. In a notable shift in its policy, Germany has announced it will send light tanks with anti-aircraft guns to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Germany's move shows a unity between NATO and European countries in confronting the war in Ukraine.
More than 30 countries have now stepped up to meet Ukraine's urgent needs and have committed more than $5 billion of equipment, including $3.7 billion from the United States, to support Ukraine's defenses. We also wanted to welcome an important announcement by our German allies today to send Ukraine some 50 Cheetah anti-aircraft systems. We would also highlight the British government's announcement yesterday that it will provide Ukraine with additional anti-aircraft capabilities and Canada's announcement that it will send Ukraine armored vehicles.
In a move that sharply raises the economic stakes for the West, Russia has announced it will turn off gas supplies to Poland after weeks of threats that it would cut off supply to countries who refuse to pay for Russian gas in rubles. Poland's Prime Minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, says Poland's gas supplies are secure.
We have received threats from the Russian Federation from Gazprom. They are related, among other things, with the method of payment. Poland sticks to the arrangements, and perhaps Russia will try to punish Poland. As I have emphasized many times, Poland had previously prepared to diversify gas supplies and to obtain gas from various directions, and even before the Baltic gas pipeline is launched, we will be able to protect our economy, protect households and Poles against such a dramatic step by Russia. Dramatycznym krokiem
ze strony Rosji. He says Poland's gas storage facilities are 76% full, a level higher than most European countries. Gazprom has also told Bulgaria its shipments of Russian gas will stop from today. Meanwhile, the United Nations says Russian President Vladimir Putin has agreed in principle to involvement from the UN and the International Committee for the Red Cross in evacuating civilians from the Azovstal plant in Ukraine's Mariupol. In discussions with the UN chief, Antonio Guterres, Mr. Putin continued to claim the so-called military operation in Ukraine is to liberate those in the country's eastern region. The Russian president says the invasion was in response to calls for help from the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, which Moscow recognizes as independent.
I say once again, those are desperate measures to stop the suffering of people living in those territories. Unfortunately, our Western colleagues chose not to notice it at all. And after we recognized their independence, they asked us for military help on the grounds of being subject to military pressure, military aggression.
Mr. Guterres heads to Kyiv for further talks in Ukraine later in the week. Russia's two-month-old invasion of Ukraine has left thousands dead or injured, reduced towns and cities to rubble, and forced more than 5 million people to flee abroad. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.